welcome to this week's edition of the Pop Buzz Podcast, your number one destination for all the latest music news and all that's been good on the internet. I'm your host, James. Joining me as ever are the rest of the Pop Buzz team. Introduce yourself, guys, and for reasons that will soon become apparent, I would like you to not only say your name, but also tell me who's the greatest teen pop star of all time. I'm going to come over here first. Introduce yourself. Who's the greatest teen pop star of all time?
Oh, God, I don't know.
God, oh, it's almost like you didn't read the notes, Woody, beforehand, before we started this.
I didn't. Maybe Britney Spears.
Okay, Britney Spears.
Yeah, I mean, come on, that's iconic, isn't it?
Yeah, fair enough. You'd see her in Vegas, wouldn't you? What's your name, by the way? You didn't even introduce yourself.
My name's Woodrow White, otherwise known as Woody.
Wonderful stuff. Co-host, try and be better than that. Right, who else have we got? Introduce yourself and your fave teen pop star.
Hello, I'm Katie. You may know me as KLS sometimes. I don't think that's ever been mentioned on this podcast, but there we go. My favourite teen pop star, which the only answer to this question is Lizzie McGuire.
Oh, very good. Very, very solid choice. Mm-hmm, nostalgic. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling the Disney love. That's a very, very solid choice. Well, yeah, it's teen pop stars on the brain today, because not only at the time of recording are there throngs of teenagers outside our office waiting for the Dunkirk premiere for Mr. Harry Styles, which is a sight to behold, frankly. They've been there since, what, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock this morning or something like that?
They were there yesterday.
No, I think they were there yesterday. Intense, yeah. Mm.
God, sleeping bags in Leicester Square. Fair play to you. But also, far more importantly, our guest this week on the podcast is none other than former teen pop star turned regular pop star, man pop star, if you like, Nick Jonas. He was on the show. Woody, you chatted to him a couple of weeks back. How'd you get on?
Great.
Okay. Good stuff. Anything more specific you want to say there?
You know what? It's very weird meeting someone like Nick Jonas. You know, you see them a lot. You've heard about, you know, how long has he been around? You know, a very long time.
Long career.
And yet he's still younger than me.
And you know what? Pun unintended, but I was very jealous to meet him because I love Nicky J.
Very good.
It was, there's a really good picture of us together as well.
Oh, wonderful. We'll throw that on the website.
Yeah, people can admire it.
We'll rack up those likes. It's going to be wonderful. All right, well, a bit of a chat with him and Woody, and also play a little game as well. What game
are
we coming up?
Yes, we played Welcome to the Comments.
Oh, lovely stuff.
It's outrageous.
Good. All right, keep listening for that. But first, before we kick things off, it's time for all the week's biggest news stories in WTF News.
What the f*** is happening in the news?
First of all, a formal apology in order from the Pop Buzz team. You know, we don't get everything right here. Occasionally mistakes are made. We try our best, we work hard, but sometimes things do pass us by and wrong decisions take place. And I would just like to formally say to Mr. Cole Sprouse, I am very sorry that we told you you weren't cool.
You should be ashamed of yourself. It wasn't me and Katie, it was you.
It's okay, it's entirely my own personal fault. Jesus. I do apologise for this. Katie, do you want to explain what happened here? Basically, there was a bit of a Twitter breakdown we had in the last couple of days.
What time was it for us? It was like 6 a.m. for us.
Yeah, set the scene. Okay, it was a dark and stormy morning.
Right. Listen, it was a dark and stormy morning. Of all the Cole Sprouse quizzes we've ever done on Pop Buzz, Cole Sprouse found the one that was called Would Cole Sprouse Think You're Cool?
Yeah.
And he took it, and his result said that no, Cole Sprouse would not find Cole Sprouse cool. And then he screenshotted it, put it on Twitter, and was like, take this quiz, it'll be fun, they said. I'm so sorry,
Cole. I feel bad. But then again, it's also, you know, it's his own doing. You know, this is scientific stuff. We don't just make up these quizzes. We don't just pull them out of nowhere. If I say that Cole Sprouse wouldn't think Cole Sprouse was cool, I'm afraid the facts is facts, all right? Yes. The results is the results.
It's science.
It's basic science.
The quiz never lies, Cole.
It never, never does. I mean, is he cool? I mean, can we justify this? Is he a cool person?
Nah.
What do you think? All right, there we go. Good.
Spoken.
Good, I'm dad. I'm glad we're sticking to our guns on that one. It was interesting though, isn't it? Because like with any of these quizzes, do you ever do that thing where like if you don't get the result you want, you just retake the quiz until it comes out the right way and then share it to your Facebook?
Well, I do sometimes, but I always think in the back of my mind, no, the real answer was the first one I got. That's my destiny. So no matter how many times I lie to myself.
Yeah. That's the truth. The truth is out there and it's in the result. Oh, bless. Well, Cole, I tell you what, Cole, if you're listening, and I'm sure you are, next time you're in the UK, come into the office and we'll rejig the quiz, or you could just take it again and we'll just see if we can end up. Wouldn't it be amazing if we got him to take it again and it still said he wasn't cool?
Or why don't we make Cole Sprouse cool? Let's just do it.
Well, okay, what are your suggestions?
I don't know. Where do cool people... Should we take him to Shoreditch? Is that
he can
is
wear
that
his
happens?
Wear his nice serpent's leather jacket. I think he'd fit in very,
you
very
know,
well in that
really
part of town.
Good is if the rest of the Riverdale cast got it and they all got, like, yeah. Yes, Cole Sprouse would think you're cool.
I want Dylan Sprouse to take it.
Yes.
Find out the family rift that we could form through that one. Oh, bless you. Right, next up. Well, by the way, we sound slightly different. It's just because we've been booted out of about 3 different studios around this building. Sorry, guys. We made it in the end. We do it just for you. Next up, massive story this week. So Netflix new series coming 2018. It's based on a little comic series called The Umbrella Academy by Mr. Gerard Way of My Chemical Romance fame. I'm so hyped for this show. It's like a darker version of X-Men, these comics.
What's it about, James?
It's basically about a bunch of gifted children with various levels of superpowers, and they grow up, and one of them's an outcast who becomes a kind of villain figure. And it's X-Men's the nearest comparison, basically, simplifying it. It's a lot darker than that, and the powers are all really cool. Like, one of them can time travel, and one of them's got power over music, which is very cool. Like, it's called the White Violin, and plays a violin that can, like, control people. People's minds and kill them.
Wow.
And stuff. It's honestly, I'm so hyped for this show, and I think Netflix is going to be the perfect place for it. Initial thoughts, though, guys, because I'm obviously a big fan of this kind of stuff anyway. Will you be watching? Is it tempting you in a way Stranger Things might have tempted you? It's similar sort of feel, I'm thinking it might have.
I'm going to have to say no.
Oh, really?
Listen, I gave Heroes a chance. I gave Misfits. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Sense8,
kinda,
they were like kind people with superpowers.
You know, yeah.
I just can't watch those shows.
But yeah. I think this is the thing why I am excited, because I feel like this is an opportunity to actually get a good supernatural kind of superhero TV show going again. Because the last I could think of was Heroes. And I loved the first season.
Yeah.
I was really into it, and then my God, did it plummet.
That is one of the biggest drop-offs in quality in TV history, I think.
Really quite terrible. Yeah. So
quite terrible,
quite
darling.
Really.
Sweetie, darling.
Really was,
so,
though.
You know, and I trust Netflix.
And you've got to remember as well, they've got so many comic series in this one as well. It's like it's based on stuff. It's like when they do proper superhero movies, it's based on stuff already. Heroes, they were pulling out of anywhere they could.
Yeah.
Whereas this, I'm so confident. And obviously the fans went absolutely crazy. To get me thinking, though, fave musicians of yours, guys, is there any you think like, oh, I'd love to see them try and make their own TV show? I mean, we know the ones you're massive fans of anyway, and we know they pop up in places. Gaga on Drag Race, for example, is probably a personal favorite of Katie's, knowing she loves both of those things. But any other ones you'd sort of grab out there?
I would like to see a feature length of that SNL sketch, The Bagency.
Oh, that was so good.
You know, yeah,
that's what I would like to see, because that was so gripping.
So to clarify,
so
that was
clarify. This was a secret agent organization where if they overheard someone having a go at Beyonce, they would shut them down.
Yeah,
it was fantastic.
Which is very much how it works on Twitter. So I would love to see. I could take a few seasons of that, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that too.
Yeah.
Right, Netflix, if you're listening, we want the Beyonce.
Oh my God, and then like the villain in the series, like, I don't know, like Kelly Rowland, she goes rogue. And it's like the Beyonce versus Kelly Rowland
stands.
Wouldn't
it be Michelle?
Michelle's like the accomplice to Kelly.
The Robin to her Batman, will. All right, I'd watch it. All right, lastly, you heard this new element last week. We've been finding so many of these sex stories over the last... I don't know what's going on. It's the summer of sex. There's just so many sex stories on the site. So it's time once again for Let's Talk About Sex. Now, it's not a fun one. It's not a fun one this week. I'll warn you of that. Woody, take me through this slightly frightening-sounding news that you found on the site this week. Go on.
Hide your kids, hide your wife. Super gonorrhea is rife.
There's your superhero for a TV show.
There you go. There's your Netflix series.
There's been a flood of gons. Get in your life raft and get the hell out.
Get in your gondola and get on out.
No, you know what? Actually, there hasn't been a flood. But basically, experts have said that there's a strain of gonorrhea that is highly drug resistant. And it's getting even harder and harder to treat. And it's very serious. And they're thinking that it's getting to a point where they won't be able to treat it at all.
Dear Lord.
That, I mean, literally, you might get gonorrhea and you're stuck with it forever. Isn't that terrifying?
What a jolly note to finish that story on, really. But no, like, do we think, are people right to be as freaked out as they were? Because in the comment section on our site and on Twitter and everything, people are like, oh my God, like you say, run.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds terrifying, but the reality of the situation is that it's actually very few people that have got it. And actually, if you're just careful, you're most likely not to get it. So guys, I've got some health tips for you.
Oh, here we go.
Look, firstly,
Dr. Wad.
One episode of Grey's Anatomy and here he is.
Look, here I am. I'm here to educate.
Welcome to the clinic.
I'm here to educate the children.
Okay, go for it.
You've got
to
use protection, James.
Okay.
That's the first rule.
Aim it straight at me, thank you.
The first rule of gonorrhea, James, is that you use protection. Okay.
That's what it's that we don't talk about gonorrhea.
But it can be passed through touch and other things.
Right.
Okay, so you need to pay better attention to your health.
Okay.
So if you've got a tickly throat or you've got your stomach's not right,
right,
and you've done the nasty, you go down to the doctor.
Right.
And finally,
go on.
You tell people if you've got it. Obviously not everyone, just previous sexual partners, so they can stop it.
Right.
Stop the super gonorrhea in its
stop
tracks.
Stop the super gonorrhea. Well, actually, that is the other point I wanted to make here. Super gonorrhea, to me, it has a positive connotation. Do you know what I mean? It's like it's far from super. I was trying to think, are there any more appropriate names that we could go with that? Because like it's not a superhero. This is a villain. This
no,
is villain
it,
territory.
It does sound like it, and also it kind of made me think. Well, what about super chlamydia? Is that coming next? Super herpes.
That's the sequels. This is the sequels in the franchise. Oh God! Within the cinematic universe, nobody asked for super gonorrhea.
You know, actually, there was a follow up to this story today. So obviously they're running out of drugs which can treat gonorrhea, but they think they might have developed a vaccine instead.
Oh wow!
So you know what? We could all be fine.
All right. Well,
great story.
Yeah, that's amazing, Woody. Thanks for scaring us all half to death, giving us a load of advice, and going. But you know what? It's fine.
What
great.
A lovely conclusion.
Well, you know how it works with vaccines. They think it works and it doesn't. So you know.
Oh, God. You are the most ominous man.
Look, just all I'm saying is stick to my tips. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
And you won't get super gonorrhea.
Well, thank you, Dr. Woody. We'll be checking into the PopBuzz clinic again next week, I'm sure. All right. Well, those have been some big stories on the site this week. If you want to read about those and loads more, get on the website. It's popbuzz.com and let us know what you think over on our Twitter and Facebook pages. Now, coming up next, Mr. Nick Jonas.
How are you?
Feeling awesome. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm really good. You've got your new single, Remember I Told You? Remember I Told You? It's like a banger. Tell me all about it. How did it happen?
It happened while on tour last year. I was on the road with Mike Posner, and we had a studio bus out on tour. I went out there on a day. We were at the venue kind of early and just started this track. Got some melodies going and called him out because he and I've written before. He's one of the best lyricists, I think, in the game. And we wrote the song, and then he jumped on the verse, and a little while later, like a couple months later, reached out to Anne-Marie about jumping on as well, and she killed it. And it's just amazing to see it out there, and especially in the UK. And, you know, it's kind of a special thing. It was highly influenced by some underground kind of house, British house sounds.
Yeah, I'm feeling that vibe.
And Disclosure and kind of that vibe. So, yeah, it's special, and the reaction here has been amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bloody bop. I love it.
I'm glad to hear that. A bop.
It's a bop. But you've obviously written throughout all your career, and now you're kind of moving into production, I read on this one. Yeah. Is that kind of a new thing for you? Is that something you're enjoying? Tell me about that process.
Yeah, I've produced a few of the songs, my last albums, but it's something I'm really passionate about, and you know, I think as I've become more understanding about myself and you know the path I want to take creatively, a lot of that's just taken into your own hands, you know, and if you hear something, just doing it and not being afraid to take those chances and grow in that way, you know.
Yeah, and I guess with that change of direction as well, that's a similar thing where you're just like, I need to move on, I want to do this thing, so you just go for it. Is that
just
kind
go
of
go for it. Yeah, it's fun.
And is that kind of indicative of the rest of the album? Is this what we can expect to hear?
Well, you know, I think the other thing that's exciting right now is embracing the change in the way people hear music and the way they receive music. You know, and a big part of that is just when you write it, just release it, you know, and put less pressure on it, be, you know, less fragile about the releases. So what I'm doing now is focusing on just writing the best stuff and not necessarily thinking about an album or a body of work. And maybe it's singles, maybe it's an EP. I'm not quite sure yet, but I'm really excited about the next batch of songs. I feel like it's some of the best stuff I've done.
Yeah, and it's quite a quick turnaround from, obviously, the last album, which was only last year. I was wondering, like, do you get a bit impatient when you, like, recorded something new? You're like, I've just got to get this out. I've just got to release it.
I mean, I sat on this song for almost a year. Mm-hmm. But the stuff that I'm writing the last couple months already feels like it's been a year. So I'm just anxious to get it out. And I'm sure I will put it out very soon. But, you know, it's just the right timing has to be there.
Sure. I couldn't let you pass through the studio without asking about Bomb Billy Bomb, the yes. song you did for the 50 Shades Darker soundtrack. I love it. I think it's my favourite thing you've ever done.
Thank you.
I was telling all my friends, I was, like, putting on everyone's stereo, like, you've got to listen to this song.
I love that.
But, like, we didn't get a video, and I was kind of hoping for Anaconda Part 2, because obviously it's with Nicki Minaj.
That would have been special.
Like, what happened?
I don't know. I'm not sure why there wasn't a video. I love the song too, but you know, I have no idea. I think it was a scheduling thing, or I'm not sure. But it's a fun song, and I just played it live for the first time. Actually,
I was going to ask
and
if you played
really
it live.
It's really cool live.
I bet it goes off.
It goes pretty hard, yeah.
And have you kind of recorded any more music like that, or are you kind of just in this new mindset now, where that was kind of like the old Nick? You got the new Nick now.
I mean, it's all inclusive, you know. Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of everything. I think it's just about the song. You know, that's a great song, mm-hmm. no matter how it's produced or whatever. So I think it's just about embracing that and being aware of what I want to say as an artist and how to convey that.
Mm. And did you get to work with Nicki in the studio on that one, or was it kind of like a remote situation?
No, it was like, you know, basically there's two different days, studios and the whole thing, which is a bummer. It would have been fun to be there when she recorded.
Yeah.
She's obviously amazing.
I need to see you guys perform that live.
That'd be fun.
Please make that happen for me.
That would be fun. I would do my best.
Another one of my favourite things about you, Nick, which I've seen on the internet many times, is the time that you went on Running Wild with Bear Grylls.
Oh, yeah.
That must be... It's just iconic, particularly in our office.
One of the best experiences I've ever had.
Tell, for people that haven't seen it, tell them what happened, because particularly the lake scene as well, because I think that's the most famous.
Well, yeah, so basically, you know, we choppered up into the top of this mountain range, mm-hmm. and then traversed down and many obstacles and things within that, including and not limited to eating a bird, you know, and maggots and
that was tasty.
Fun. Stayed overnight in the middle of a blizzard in the mountains, which is insane. Woke up the next morning, we kept going, and then he told me, he's like, the end of this can be really difficult. You know, kind of off camera, he's like, just so you know, like, mentally prepare, this is actually going to be really hard.
And you're like, yeah, it's fine. No problem. I got this.
So then we get to the end, and we have to swim across this frozen lake, and there's about, you know, 40 yards that isn't frozen, and that's the part we're going to swim across. And so we took off our clothes, because, you know, if your clothes are wet, it makes you colder.
You get hypothermia, right?
Put them in these dry bags, swam across. And I've never been, I mean, I thought I was going to die. I legitimately thought, I was like, I'm going to die. It was so cold.
Was there a moment when you were filming that show, like, just like, why the hell am I doing this? Like, is it really worth it?
I thought the whole time it was. I mean, it was, again, one of the best experiences I've ever had. He's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many good parts of it. I think your face when you jump in and, like, the shock.
That's shocking, yeah.
Like, you really are just like, and then the shouting bit, but also when Bear massages your feet afterwards because you're getting crabbed.
He puts my feet in his armpits.
What was your favorite moment?
I think, you know, to be honest, it was the part they didn't film. So it was the overnight hang in the mountains with me, Bear, and then one of his mountain range partners, the guy that, like, helps you with everything, mm-hmm. safety guy. And we just, you know, we finished filming like 7 p.m. or 6 p.m. that night, mm-hmm. and then just had the night, and we were in the middle of this mountain, you know, by a fire, just hanging out and telling stories, and it's really, really nice. You go to bed by like 9, you know, you're so tired from the day, and then try to sleep. And I took this selfie of myself, which is so funny because I was freezing in the middle of the night. It was so cold. And I took a selfie like this close to my face. No one can see it, but like inches from my face. Basically to say, like, this is maybe the last photo that will ever be taken of me because I'm going to die. But I didn't die. So.
Thank God it wasn't.
Yeah.
And now we get new music from you, so that's great. So obviously we got this single coming out. What are your plans for the rest of the year? What do you want to see new music-wise?
I'm writing now. I just want to keep putting stuff out and be fearless about it and just have some fun. Play some more shows, and then also, you know, I got some acting projects that are in the works and things I'm going to be promoting, like Jumanji comes mm-hmm. out at the end of the year, and Kingdom, the other TV show that I'm on, is currently on, just came back on TV. So yeah, there's some things, and it's a fun year.
More from Nick Jonas coming up. You'll hear him play a lovely little game of Welcome to the Comments section, so stay tuned for that. But first, we'd just like to remind you guys, if you're enjoying this week's show, why don't you go ahead and subscribe? You can do that over on iTunes, over on SoundCloud, Audioboom, TuneIn, basically wherever you get your podcasts, you will find us. And while you are there, you can listen to all the many previous guests we have had on the show. Now, in order to discuss previous guests this week, as we're talking about teen pop a lot today, we've got Nick Jonas. Like I said earlier, Harry Styles is outside. His arrival is imminent. All right. I want to know which of the previous guests on the Pop Buzz podcast you would have join your teen pop trio. All right. You get to pick two each. Two each. And also, I'd quite like a name if possible. I'd like a teen pop band's name if remotely possible. All right. So, Katie, I'm going to come to you first. Who are you pairing up with in your teen pop trip? Pairing up? I don't know. What's the word for three? Anyway,
trioing up?
Which pair are you picking for your teen pop trio?
I'm going to go with two ladies because I'd like to be in a girl band. I've always wanted to be in a girl band.
Nice.
So I'm, well, sadly, I know she's just left one, but I'm bringing Camila Cabello back into the mix.
Camila Cabello, stopping by.
And Zara Larsson.
Ooh, very nice.
And we will form a lovely trio, all with different hair colours, and we will be called Destiny's Problem Child.
Very good. Very good. Very good effort there. Woody, can you beat it? What would your trio be like?
My trio, the name of it's going to be the Super Gonorrheas.
Right.
And I'm choosing Chris Pratt and Ollie Alexander because
excellent.
They're probably the only people that would join a band called the Super Gonorrheas.
I feel like that's one of the names of Chris Pratt's band on Parks and Rec.
He's already been in a band called that.
To be fair.
That sounds pretty likely. I was thinking long and hard about this one, and I thought, yeah, there's loads of options I can make into my teen pop trio. But then I thought, you know what's the easiest option? Just kick Connor and Tristan out of the Vamps and then let me join Brad and James and we'll just carry on as a three-legged Vamps for the rest of time.
The three-legged Vamps.
Three-legged Vamps. The three-legged Vamps. The unicycle of the Vamps.
I'm imagining what, you know, that three-legged trouser trick magicians used to do when they had a third leg and it would be like on television.
Yeah, it'd be like that.
Yeah, like just all you and the Vamps with three legs. Yeah.
You know when you do a three-legged race at school?
Yeah.
It's going to be like that, but three of us just joined together at the leg and the dance routines will be lit. It's going to be fantastic. Anyway, you can hear all those guys, all been previous guests. Who else have we had? Loads of people. Dua Lipa, the guys from My Dad Wrote a Porno were on. Joe Lycett was on. Who else have we had?
We've had Niall Horan.
The indeed. Prince himself.
Oh,
yeah.
We've had everyone,
Cast of Spider-Man last week. Yeah, loads of great stuff. So go back and listen to all of those in all the places you find your podcast and do click subscribe while you're there. Now, here once again is Mr. Nick Jonas.
Okay, before you go, we'd like to play a little game.
Yeah.
It's called Welcome to the Comments section.
I love it.
Yeah, so in this game, we found comments below your music videos, and you've just got to match the comment with the video. And it's all very, well, it's not totally PG, but we'll get there. Okay, so the first one comes from Susan Slap Happy.
Nice.
Yeah, nice name. And she's written, "Is he playing piano with his dead grandma?" Now, what video could that be from?
Jealous.
That is correct. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. Very good. A bit insensitive, but okay. All right, Susan.
My grandmothers are not dead. Both are alive.
God, Susan. All right. Next up, Julia M. She writes, "I danced to this song last July and dislocated my knee, which has now led to 10 months of mobility issues." Yeah. It's all your fault, Nick, but which song is it? It's a hard one, isn't it? Could be quite a few of them.
Yeah, it could be. I danced to the song in July. Now I have mobility issues. I'm trying to think of songs that I have videos for, so it's got to be either Jealous or Chains.
It's close.
Close?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have expected that. That seemed like a very dancey song.
No, I mean, well, let's just hope she's better now. That's what I'm hoping.
I'm sorry about the dislocated shoulder. It's not my fault, though.
It's all your fault. Okay, Bra just writes, "Am I the only one who's getting a mild BDSM vibe?"
BDSM vibe.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Chains.
Levels.
Levels?
Yeah. I thought that was odd, too.
BDSM from what?
I don't know. Maybe they don't know what it means.
Oh, the girls have the hammers.
Oh.
Maybe.
That would explain it. Yeah, the hammers, maybe.
I don't know. That's enough. Maybe they don't know what it means. I think that's to do with that.
Okay, next one. Okay, but you got one out of three.
I'm not doing very well here.
Okay, room for improvement. Okay, next up. The Ambivert writes, why does this guy remind me of a younger version of Adam Sandler?
That's funny. That's really funny.
Yeah. Which one? Which one are you thinking?
That one is... That's an interesting one. Bacon?
It's jealous. Jealous again. What do you think of that comparison? Has anyone said that before?
Listen, he's had a lot of hits.
Yeah.
A lot of big movies.
I definitely think of worse people.
Yeah.
Okay, right, last one. You've got to save yourself on this.
Yeah.
All right, this is from Brendan Urie Touch My No-No Square. Don't really know what that means. If I was a stripper, this would be my song.
Chains.
Close. Mate. I don't want to be rude, but I think you kind of suck at this game.
I think I do too. Or I think the comments are just random.
Yeah, I think they're really random. Hey, Nick, it's been a pleasure to have
really
you.
Has.
Good luck with
Thank
the
you.
New single. Give it up for Nick Jonas, everybody.
Thank you.
Woo! Nick Jonas, everybody. Woo! Well done. Sounded fun, Woody. Sounded like a fun time.
Oh, he's a nice guy, isn't he?
A good boy all around. That's about it for this week, guys. Just time before we go to quickly check in with DJ Woody in the corner. My friend, what is your banger of the week?
Oh, God, there's too many to choose from, James.
There's a lot going around at the minute, isn't there? A lot of big summer tunes. But what are you going for?
I think I'm going to go for an album track from Lorde's album.
Ooh, okay.
Because I know it came out a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. but I'm really in love with it. And Homemade Dynamite.
Ooh.
Like Homemade Dynamite. Yeah. That was my impression.
Just like that. If that hasn't whet your appetite, I don't know what will.
I don't
will.
Even need to go and see Lorde now.
It's so good, guys.
All right, okay, check Listen that one out. You can hear some of Lorde's stuff on PopBuzz Radio at the minute as well, actually. I think she's got a couple of tracks on there.
Mm-hmm.
Loads of great stuff on there. Just go on the website, popbuzz.com, and click in the top right-hand corner. We'll be back next week with more guests, more news, and all that stuff. Until then, you can go and subscribe. Please do, over on iTunes, over on SoundCloud, and all those other podcast places. Go back, listen to the previous episode. And we will see you next week. But until then, it's goodbye from Katie. Say goodbye.
Bye.
It's goodbye from Woody. Say goodbye.
Ciao.
And it's goodbye from me. We'll see you soon.